The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 5.5 minutes after the hour 7 on the 13th of August, 2018. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Had a great event there Friday. Shelly and the girls and guys down there just provide great customer service and that super new walk-in humidor. Great. What's the weather look like there, hon?
Good morning, everybody, and on this Monday morning, of course, you look outside. Throughout the week, we just have to really engage in the fact that we know that it's hazy. Some of you are wearing the masks. I know they're available at Owens. We were at Hallmark the other day, and actually, they were, for a $5 donation, you can also get a mask. Anyway, so today will be 100 with, again, hazy throughout the week. Widespread haze with their smoke, as we say. Sunny and hot with a high near 100 today. And tonight, again, widespread smoke with our temperatures around 68. Tomorrow calls for 99 and Wednesday about 100, Thursday about 100. And I just don't think there's really any way to get out of it. You know, you just are going to have to probably spend time inside. And if you have to go from place to place, you may consider that mask. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Good morning there, Bad Bob. How you doing there, buddy? How was your weekend?
Managed to get some cleanup done around the house.
You're mainly ash and that.
Yeah,
kind of
a little
stuff,
bit
right?
of stuff. Went up on the roof, pulled the air the swamp cooler apart, and went and got new furnace.
Filters
as well. That was rather exciting because I know there's nobody able to respond to those calls, so I had to climb up on the ladder because we have one that's about 9 feet off the floor. You know, so
oh, yeah.
That was all exciting.
Hey, could you please give us a little quick update, Bob, on how when you cleaned your swamp cooler, how you
actually,
went about doing it?
It was not bad. Just open it up, and I have a pump that I can switch over and pump all the water out.
Oh.
Because a lot of people were finding theirs looked like the bottom of an ashtray.
Yeah. So you pump the water out, ran some fresh water in, and it cleaned right out. The pads are pretty shot, so we're going to go back and get new pads. Interesting, the Aspen is not as the Aspen holds a lot more junk, but the plastic ones don't work as well. So you can always rinse the plastic ones off, but I don't like the plastic ones.
Okay. So people that have those. Hey, we're joined by Assemblyman Brian Daly. Brian, thanks so much. I know that you're, like, tremendously busy and running all over your district because your whole district's on fire.
Yeah, well,
pretty
good morning.
Much.
Hi, Linda.
Good morning.
To see you.
Good to see you, Brian.
Yeah, so we had the Hat Fire just this, you know, started out this weekend, so we burned a couple more thousand acres up north.
I see a Hat Fire is at, 2,000 acres. That's it's probably more
than 3,825 as of the 7:30 update last night. We're expecting new numbers momentarily.
Okay.
So we've been talking about fire for 6 years on this program and, you know, vegetation management. So that's something I'm working on again in Sacramento. We have the Wildfire Committee, which I don't know if I mentioned that the last time I was in, but basically we're talking about last year's fires. And who's going to, PG&E's liable for some of those fires and the utilities. And we're talking about liability. And, the things I always talk about are vegetation. And I try to explain it in a very simple way where if you take a match and put it in your fireplace and there's nothing in there, it will just, nothing will light. If you fill that thing full of wood and light it, it burns really hot. If you put a little bit of wood in there, it burns where the heat you want. So there's no difference in that in our vegetation, in our forest, and in our communities. We need to manage that vegetation in a way that we have the fires not so hot and so catastrophic like we've had over the past years. And the reason we're in this position is because we've had over 80 years of fire suppression. So fire naturally burned through our landscapes about every 8 to 12 years. Even the Native Americans used to, manage the land with fire. And then God did it naturally with lightning. So now what we have is because we've suppressed fire so long as we have so much vegetation and it's so thick And then this year we had late spring rains, which give us a more of a grass, which carries that fire a lot faster. And so we're talking about those issues in Sacramento. We're going to be doing a bill. I'm putting forth language that will help us manage our vegetation so that we can put our firefighters in a safe area. And I just want to say that it's not a partisan issue. You know,
this is not partisan.
Yeah, fire doesn't care what party you're from, doesn't care what your
race, creed,
status or anything. So basically, I've ran 12 bills over the 6 years I've been there, talking about vegetation management and trying to streamline the processes so that we can get in and do the work that we need to do.
Assemblyman, are you aware, or is there another state in our union that we can model after that does forest cleanup that has this under control?
So the whole Western United States has had the same fire suppression, but no, we have. So it's different state by state. Obviously, we have the most stringent timber harvesting laws in the world in California. So we are regulated more than any other state, and so those are the things I've been working on because at my level we are able to affect private land, but we really need a partnership with the Forest Service and the BLM, which, by the way. The Secretary of Interior, Ryan Zinke, and also the Secretary of Ag, which is Sonny Perdue, are going to be here today. And that's why I'm here. I'm not going to be in Sacramento this morning. I'm going to be meeting with them and continue to talk about.
BLM is a huge problem with this. We were just talking to friends who fought it out in French Gulch, and all the land around them is fed land.
So I want to share a little history with you that you might not be aware of. So over 20 years ago, there was a group called the Quincy Library Group. It was a bipartisan group of folks who knew that fire was going to impact the forest. And so we actually got Dianne Feinstein, Senator Feinstein, and Congressman Wally Herger to co-author a bill that we actually pushed through Congress. I lobbied that bill. It was my first year as a county supervisor up in Lassen. And the goal was to do mosaic fire breaks through the forest so that we had no fire that didn't have a quarter mile fire thinning around it. Mm-hmm. The fire wouldn't be over 8,000 acres. And, you know, we got it funded. We told the Forest Service what we wanted to do. It was bipartisan. And we never really got the thing completed over the whole time I was on the Board of Supervisors, 16 years. We were in court trying to figure out how to keep the environment. We got sued by every kind of environmental group you can imagine to try to do these processes. So that's the same thing that I'm going to be talking to them about today, is that, hey, we need to go in and we need to put these mosaic fire breaks first. Number one is go in and put it so we can contain it.
When we say a mosaic, that you're talking about, we're talking about areas that are contiguous or that go around an area, at least lines, fire lines and all these things.
Yeah, so it's basically taking a ridge line, it's putting it, and when I say mosaic, they're not like square quadrants.
Right.
Because our landscapes are, you know, the in mountains and stuff. Mm-hmm. So basically it'd be a quarter mile wide, thinned, not cleared, or anything, just thinned so that you can put firefighters in there safely. You can, the fire lays down on the floor. We know that when we thin a forest and take the brush away, the fire goes to the floor. So then we would do, so there'd be no fire bigger than 8 to 12,000 acres because we'd have mosaic lines with quarter mile breaks. Then we would, after we got that in place, we would come back and then thin the rest of the forest so that when fire does start, it can burn through the forest and we can actually let it burn like it naturally did before and do its own thinning process. But we cannot introduce fire, which is a lot of what people think we should do, is go in and put fire back in the forest right now. You can't because it's too thick and it turns into this catastrophic event. We have to open the canopy up. And when I say that, so you can't have the limbs of trees touching other limbs of trees because the fire carries from tree to tree instead of being on the floor like it should be. So if we get the canopy opened up about 40%, the fire then lays on the floor, leaves the trees alive, which, by the way, sequesters carbon. When the trees are growing, they're sequestering carbon. Mm-hmm. When they're burning, they're emitting carbon. We've been talking about carbon in California for some time and global warming and all these things, and they've been regulating the heck out of the combustible engine when these fires are putting out more carbon and destroying our watersheds than all the cars in California.
Wow.
You know, when you think about this, I'm trying to find my statistics I was talking about the other day, that the state of Florida burns, I forget how many, 35 miles of forest every year, and we burn 31,000 acres here in California.
Right, well, our goal is 500,000 acres a year, but you can never do it because you can't get
31,000 acres.
The reason you can't do that is, first of all, there's a huge risk, and nobody's wants to take that risk, number one. Number two, the days that you actually have available to burn because of the air quality on open days are very limited. There's so many reasons why you can't. So we need to – the only way we're going to get out of this is we're going to have to go in and mechanically thin, use that biomass to create energy or some other product that we can come up with, and then we can get our forest back in our watersheds. I mean, the one thing that I think gets skipped over when there's fire season is that – you know, there's huge watersheds out there that are just getting destroyed. The rains are going to be coming, and you watch what happens to Whiskeytown Lake when the rains come, because all that silt and stuff is going to wash into that lake. And I think one thing else I wanted to point out is that what's frustrating to me is that we talk about a native plant, or we talk about a red-legged frog, or there's all these species that are on the endangered or watch list. And we can't put cattle in like we used to. We can't do the things that we don't put the forestry people in there because of these these endangered species. I beg to differ that if you go out there right now, try to find one of these species or plants. They're destroyed.
They're gone.
It's gone.
Dead.
Right.
They're dead. And they're going to be dead for a long time. We're here with Assemblyman Brian Daly. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. We'll be right back with Assemblyman Brian Daly.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served hungry appetites fabulous steaks. Pork tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak, or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Prawns, fried chicken, whatever you're in the mood for. Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday. A Reading landmark for 80 years at their historical location on California Street, downtown Reading. Do you miss those dinners at Jack's when Mike always greeted you with a smile, a napkin, and always knew what your favorite drink was? Well, Mike is back.
Hi, this is Mike. Join me this Monday and let's celebrate old times.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time. Are you looking for a new kitchen? We have it all. Custom cabinets, ceramic tile, granite, and quartz slabs for countertops. Need a new bathroom? We can do that too. Our staff at Design Time and Tile can help you design the kitchen and bath of your dreams. Stop by our showrooms located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit at Wind River Spa. Indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. We have with us Assemblyman Brian Daly, who is here for the morning. And, you know, he stops by every so often on his way down to Sacramento. But today we have the Secretary of the Interior, Ron Zinke. Rod?
Ryan.
Ryan Zinke. And also
Sonny Perdue.
Sonny Perdue.
Who's the Department of Ag.
Department of Agriculture. Both of them here today. And we're addressing the ability to take out the undergrowth, to take out, to thin out these forests. And as we said, California has its own problems, but the BLM and the Department of Interior has their problems too. Do you think that Zinke will...
Oh, yeah, Carl.
I think he's going to do something when he sees something like that.
What do you think?
Obviously they've seen this through the West. And I want to also qualify that, you know, there's different kinds of fire. There's not just forest. There's manzanita. There's all kinds of different vegetation that we need to manage. And you manage them in different ways. You manage manzanita and brushlands. They have these cool machines now. They're called masticators. They actually have like carbide wheels, and it just goes in and just knocks everything down. Still leaves it alive so that it holds the soil in place.
It just trims it very well.
Yeah, it just kind of mows it, so you can use that as a tool to keep the soil in place, and so they can go in and masticate. So, and we've seen those. They use them in the forest. They use them in brushlands, and they work very well. So, need to do that in different parts of California. And you know, Carl, I just want to say. I want to thank all the firefighters and first responders are putting their lives on the line. I mean, we've lost so much lives, and my heart goes out to the families that lost loved ones and you know in the private property that was lost. And it's really brought an attention. California's really brought an attention to you know, we need to do something. So this is the goal in Sacramento. Real quick, I want to share this with you. This is what I'm working on. Number one. We have to continue to give the firefighters the tools they need. That means planes, that means helicopters, that means engines, and staff them at the level, because this isn't going to get fixed overnight. This is a long term. We got into this situation over 8 years. It's going to take us some time to get out of it. So that's number one. Number two, streamline the process so that we can actually go in and do the wildland-urban interface, the WUI. So that's around communities and do that brush management and vegetation management I'm talking about. And then talk about doing, which I've been doing, and that's along with the forest plans, too. But also making sure that we have a good partner. That's what I'm going to talk to them about today, is a partnership. You know, we have state lands, we have private lands, and we have federal lands. And they all need to be working together. And that's what our fire safe councils were designed to do, was to bridge that gap so that we can talk to the private landowner, we can talk to the industrial landowners, and we can also talk to them. The agency, so that we can put in a fire regime that works with all those.
There's so many things that we can do, and you know, even if you gave, which I don't, but us, okay, there's global warming, because it's global warming, global cooling all the time. If you gave that part of that, then you have to give the fact that we also, like, we have not controlled the forest. And we have not been environmentally sound. We have not been mechanically sound. And we also need to take a look at how we push our suburbs out into areas.
Yes, absolutely. So when you look at some of the fires, and even locally here where we had the green belt.
Yeah.
So you have the green belt, and that's where there's wild oats in there. That's because I'm a farmer. Anyway, yep. There's wild oats in there. It's up to your waist. That carries the fire right into your community. So you have to manage that green belt. So it needs to be grazed. It needs to be mowed. And something has to happen with it, because you got to keep that flame height down so that if fire does come in there, it's not so hot and intense.
Up in Sunset West, we have friends. I was on the phone with them, and she says, yeah, we can. And then her husband says, we have to go now. And they live in town here, but that green belt that you were talking about came in and consumed half of their neighborhood.
So there's a responsibility for the planners that put these communities together, too, obviously. Mm-hmm. And we have changed some laws recently where you have to have 100 feet with it really low. But we need to expand on that, because these fires are carrying out, they're spotting out half a mile to a mile out. Well, you have to be ready for that.
Well, we talked to a Sierra Pacific forester.
Mm-hmm.
From Berkeley, probably a couple years ago. And she said, you know, we can't fight the fires the way we used to. It's going to be from the air, and you've got to take, because of the fuel in these forests, we have to move our firefighters back a lot further so they can start those fire lines, because you just move so fast. And then we have our own fire NATO here.
like bombs. They were like little bombs that were going off. And so you can't put people in the harm's way of the bombs. And those weren't the exact words. But in my mind, I heard the combustion that happens was beyond anything that they'd seen through ever in history.
So at the end of the day, we need to, you know, start the process, and the sooner the better, so we can manage this vegetation out there. And until we do that, we're going to be looking at the same thing for a long time.
Mendocino's 344,000 acres right now.
Yeah. We'll burn 1 million acres this year in California.
Yeah, we will. And then,
and that'll be over about 1% of the state's land mass.
And when I look at that, and I think of, again, as you pointed out, the carbon in the air. I mean, you know, frankly, all of us should be walking around with masks on if you're outside.
So, you know, that's always been one of my, it's really struggling in Sacramento to try to get my mind around why. I mean, we've said this several times, that it's about priorities. We have a lot of this greenhouse gas money. So every time you put fuel in your gas tank, you're paying, a piece of that goes to reduce carbon. And, you know, we spend it on trains, we spend it on crazy stuff, and we don't spend very little. I mean, like $100 million was set aside to do forestry, and we spent $3 billion last year just fighting fire. So we have to continue that, but we have to put a lot more resources into vegetation
management. Yeah, because most of that money is spent just in fighting fires, not in managing the forest and all this. Brian, do you think that, just a couple minutes left, I know you have to run, do you think that Sacramento maybe have open ears this time, the people from down Southern California, because it's burning down there too? Do you think that they might?
Yeah, I think the education process I've been working on, I've had over 100 legislators up to our district and been sharing with them what needs to happen in fire. I think there's very sympathetic to it. The devil's in the details, Carl. You know, as you know, it's a miracle to get a bill through that actually does something. But common sense, people are awakening to the fact that we have to do something about vegetation management. And we can't continue to be doing the same things we've been doing. And we can't have the loss of life and property in California. And I think we'll see some change.
Okay. Assemblyman Brian Daly is with us today, as he is all the time. You can always feel like if you need something, I was trying to get a hold of another government department, which has no phone numbers. Department of Justice has no phone numbers. I mean, you can look them up, but it'll take you back into a cycle of, you know, so I call your office and like 15 minutes later, because you all have the secret numbers. He got to them, and he got my answer.
So I wanted to share real quick. I know we're short of time, but I want to say thank you to both of you for doing what you do. And number two, I want to say to all my constituents out there, look, we are available. My office is open. We will help you get through all the government agencies. We used Assemblyman Wood, who just went through this last year in the Tubbs Fire, gave us his all of how they went through it. And so we have a website we're setting up. We'll help you get where you need to go. Don't hesitate to call my office. We want to come alongside my constituents. I mean, look, my heart goes out to everybody. This community is amazing. The just people coming together to help. It's amazing.
So the people are great here.
The North State took a punch, but we're going to come back.
Yeah, but see, you know what? It may drop this to one knee, but then we're back up again. You know, we got back up. You know, we're gonna beat it. We're going to beat this whole thing. Thank you so much, Brian, for being with us. We know that you're in our corner.
Absolutely.
Assemblyman Daly. And what's your website? How can people?
You can just Google Brian Daly,
okay. And
that will get you.
That'll get you
where I'm at. You can call my office here in Reading. We're in the book. I'll give you my cell phone number, 530-251-3888.
That's
the
number.
Text is the best, and I will get you where you need. I'll get you a hold of my staff.
Amazing.
Brian, thanks so much. Please tell the Secretary of Agriculture and Interior that we expect them to stand up and do something great here.
I will.
We're watching them.
All right, we'll be
right back.
Fresh air and new lasting friendships are hard to come by these days. Bikers Against Child Abuse will be escaping the valley for a weekend to ride through the forests near Shasta Lake, and you're invited. Every child deserves a great childhood, and by coming together, we can help prevent and end child abuse. Enjoy a weekend of fun by joining Bikers Against Child Abuse September 7th through the 9th at Lakeshore Inn and RV. The Shasta County Summer Campout will include overnight camping with cabins, a live band, and the scenic Shasta County ride, complete with a barbecue dinner. Festivities begin Friday with a meet and greet on Saturday. Enjoy a ride, meet up at 9:30, kickstands up at 10, arrive back around 2, and then let the party begin. You won't want to miss the Bikers Against Child Abuse 3-day campout the weekend of September 8th. For more information, contact Bikers Against Child Abuse or call Terminator at 209-9473.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Hello, this is a fire news alert update from Andy Main at Shasta.com and ShastaBeam.com. We are sorry to hear about all of those people, friends, and neighbors who have lost homes in the car fire, and we wanted to let everyone know that the towers that are serving West Reading are still in service and operational today, some of them on backup power. During this very difficult time, Shasta Beam's towers have endured the fire, and we want anybody who is out of service to know that you can call our office today, and we can get you installed with internet and telephone service tomorrow to help you through this difficult time. Our phone number at the Mistletoe office is 605-2204. Please call anytime, and we would be happy to service for internet and telephones installed as soon as possible. We would also like to encourage people to go to our ShastaBeam.com website for more information, including a 3-minute video clip of the fire as it approaches our primary tower.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. That's right, Sleep Number. Sleep Number beds with the new 360. The new 360 Sleep Number bed, which actually...
Ew.
It was designed to help you achieve a better quality sleep. It's not just a bed.
What is it?
Well, it adjusts as you move. It keeps adjusting as you adjust.
Oh,
so,
that's cool.
Yeah, and it keeps that same firmness because you know that Sleep Number is the one to introduce the Sleep Number series that allows you to have the type of firmness on your mattress as that you want. My Sleep Number setting is 60.
And mine's 55. My Sleep Number setting is 55, and I move it around. But, you know, it's nothing better, really, that the doctor could order what you could need for your peace of mind, your sense of peace, is to have a good night's sleep.
You know, you can only find these Sleep Number beds, of course, in the Sleep Number stores. And now with the new 360, you've got to go over and see how it takes away, it relieves pressure points. When you lay down, there's always pressure points, but not with the Sleep Number 360. Come in now and see the newest Sleep Number 360 smart beds starting at $999. And you think about that, it's about, you know, they're about the same price as other beds, and you can sleep so much better. We love our Sleep Number bed. Okay, take it, go down, like I said, to the Target Shopping Center where you can see the Sleep Number store. All right. Hey, we're here with Rose Galen from the Can Do Spirit.
Good morning, Rose.
Good morning. We're talking about, and this is not fire-related, so, okay, take your fire-related hat off and put on your peer-to-peer PTSD support groups, a meet and greet. What's this all about, Rose?
So, hi, again, I'm with the Candy Spirit, and we're getting ready to start our fall PTSD support group. So I'm here to get the word out and let our veterans know that we are reconvening, you know, coming together again for the fall. And I wanted to let them know where it's at and what's going to happen and kind of get them all motivated to get back together and start supporting each other.
All right. So we it's called Peer-to-Peer PTSD Support Group Meet and Greet. What's the date?
So we're going to do this on the 21st, which is a Tuesday, which next Tuesday, right? No, yeah, next Tuesday. And it's going to be at the VFW right here in Reading and Oregon Street. We're going to meet around 4 o'clock, and everybody needs to come and see what we're all about, listen to a little presentation and demonstration of some of the things that the group does. Sign up if you're interested, and let's get planning our future meetings.
Okay. So you have veteran-owned and operated nonprofit supporting our veterans and their families through barrier removal.
Yes, yes.
Can you explain what that means, barrier removal?
Absolutely. So there's so many barriers to our veterans living at home independently. And through our own adversity, we have come to realize that there's a lot of support that's needed out there, like raising money for putting ramps in, doorway transitions. Anybody who's mobily impaired has a hard time getting around, and sometimes their homes are not available to them, especially after an accident or coming home from the hospital or even aging out. Our population of veterans, or Korean veterans or Vietnam veterans or World War II veterans, all needing a little more help as they age into that.
Now, one of the things you did, I know, was a World War II veteran.
Yes.
That had suffered a fall.
Yes.
And he had a home. He had a family member that he wanted, you know, that was wanted to help dad. And but they wouldn't let him back into his home because he didn't have a ramp.
Right, correct.
And so one of the things that you all did was you raised money to get a portable ramp.
Yes, we did.
Which we helped with, and the VFW helped with.
Yes, they did. You guys did an amazing job, and the community came together, and the ramp was provided. Since then, I do have to let you know that World War II veteran no longer is with us. But we did what we did had needed to do to make sure that his wishes
came
true.
He was able to be back at home, though.
That's great.
Yeah, so he just recently passed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sorry. And then, again, that ramp is now still available.
I was going to say, so somebody, you can pass the ramp to somebody else who could use it, which is
and
a good
especially
thing.
Especially now. So, and this is if you have veterans that need help, like they all of a sudden, you know, they've had a fall or they've kind of slowed down, so they're in a wheelchair, but they don't have a ramp to get into their house. The Can-Do Spirit here. It's a 501c3, veteran-owned and operated. It's a nonprofit. Have a ramp.
Yes,
we'll
do.
Have a ramp for you. Plus, they will do other things like y'all will expand doorways and
yeah,
do all those
kind
of
transitions.
Things.
We put in offset hinges, and then we do.
And it doesn't cost the veteran anything.
No, nothing, because we go right to the community and we raise the money for that veteran at that time for that need.
Okay, I'm looking here that Rose Gallen, you're an RN, and you interact live with other caregivers on Facebook Live every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Tell what inspired you to do that, and let's kind of find out how you got the calling to do this.
So, yes, you're correct. I am an RN, and I'm doing this because I am a full-time caregiver. Back in 2013, Tim was in a tragic accident that left him paralyzed from the chest down. And we all went from being independent, you know, with our own careers to now I'm a full-time in-house home caregiver. And even though I've been a nurse for over 30 years, you don't realize how isolating and how much help you need when you are now in your home and a caregiver full-time. So there is no support. There was no support at that time. I couldn't find any support, and especially what I needed. And so I just felt that need to reach out to other caregivers to let them know that we're there for them, that we can talk and we can work this out nurses, you know, have a lot of knowledge when it comes to being creative in making things work in an environment. But what if you're popped into this role as a caregiver without that education and without that background? And so my heart just went out as a caregiver myself, thinking, oh my gosh, I'm struggling, and I've had all this background and all this education and gerontology and all this and rehab. And if I'm struggling, I can't imagine what a spouse or a parent or a neighbor or a brother or a sister is struggling with when all of a sudden they're put in the role of a caregiver. So on Thursday night, at between 7 and 8 p.m., I go live on Facebook Live, and I talk about all those hard, pertinent things that people have questions about. They can interact lively with me, ask any questions they want. They can make suggestions for the next topic. Nothing's off the table. Last year, we even talked about bowel and bladder, and we met in the bathroom, and I did my whole broadcast from the bathroom because, you know, sometimes it's those things that nobody talks about that is really, really important and right. Really, really hard to deal with. So
I think that's a fascinating service, and thank you for that, because you can't imagine what it would be like all of a sudden now you're a full-time caregiver to your spouse or your parent or whatever it is, whoever they may be. But then the isolation, like, okay, then you feel like you're looking at people going grocery shopping, like, you don't get my life.
No.
So
no.
I think it's fascinating that you've opened up that window, that world where people can speak openly.
Openly, yes. And so that's another thing. So on Thursday night, it is a public forum. So I do not limit who can listen. I do broadcast through the Can Do Spirit and my own Facebook page. But on Tuesdays, is private. If you don't feel comfortable discussing your problems or your issues or your concerns in a public way, I do afford between 7 and 8 p.m. on Tuesday for you to speak personally and privately with me about your problems. Yeah.
So the fundraiser that you're doing, the Can Do Spirit, again, tell us, now that we've get a little more of an insight about who you are, how this started, and what you're doing. Let's talk a little bit one more time about August 21st and how we can be involved.
Right. So on August 21st, that's a Tuesday, at the VFW, the peer-to-peer PTSD support group that is led by Tim Webb, will be meeting at 4 o'clock. And this is where anybody, any veteran can come together, regardless of what your PTSD is from, because there is all different forms of that. Can come together, get to know us, see what we're all about, and see if they want to be part of a group that will support each other.
And that's Reading VFW Post 1934, right next to Woody's
downtown.
Yeah.
Downtown,
yeah.
Down
yeah.
here
Love
on Oregon
that place.
Street.
Right there on Oregon Street.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to let you know that last year in our last group, the group was very much involved in making birdhouses and donating them to Dunsmuir School. So the group is very much about the community. Whatever the needs are, the community can reach out to us. And we like to make sure our projects are focused so that they get that community involvement. Last year, we donated 26 birdhouses to Dunsmuir School, their art project department, and some cutouts that they could paint. And then they donated a bird condo for the Dunsmuir that was auctioned off at the Botanical Gardens to raise money for Dunsmuir School. So this year we're going to let the group choose what their focus is going to be, and there's some good suggestions that came in. And so I'm really looking forward to what this season is going to bring.
Okay. The peer-to-peer PTSD support group, it's being sponsored by the Can Do Spirit. Veteran-owned and operated nonprofit, supporting our veterans and their families through barrier removal, peer support, and advocacy. It's going to be at the Reading VFW Post, 1934, right down on Oregon Street next to Woody's, next Tuesday, August the 21st, from 4 to 5:30. For all those who served or are serving our country, Rose Galen
is here.
Rose, thank you so much.
Thank you. And I just wanted to let everybody know who has any questions on how they can get involved, help support the event. They can call us at 530-338-3300. 2155 and leave a message. That is a message phone. And I can help you get involved. I can help you sponsor a vet. We are looking for sponsors. It takes about $100 a veteran to sponsor them through the program, and that is just all the miscellaneous items that we need that we don't get donated for the project.
And you can look it up on the website, thecandospirit.org. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rose.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, with all the things going on around here, with all the smoke, all the damage and everything that's in the air, you might want to have Alliance Heating and Air come out and check your air ducts, have them check your filters, have them check your, anything that has to do with breathing air inside your house, Alliance Heating and Air. Go to Best in the North State, a veteran-owned business, been around for a quarter of a century. Give them a call, 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served hungry appetites fabulous steaks. Pork tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak, or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Prawns, fried chicken, whatever you're in the mood for. Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday. A Reading landmark for 80 years at their historical location on California Street, downtown Reading. Do you miss those dinners at Jack's when Mike always greeted you with a smile, a napkin, and always knew what your favorite drink was? Well, Mike is back.
Hi, this is Mike. Join me this Monday and let's celebrate old time.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
We should have a safe.
We have
I know,
a safe.
We're coming in.
Welcome
back.
Back
on the air. We're talking about safes and the fire.
And gun safes.
And
we haven't found
well,
one. We haven't seen one that's gone through it.
Okay, so I want to know.
12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 13th.
So what about like a bank safe?
I don't know. You know, the one I'd be wondering about is the kind that Mike had.
You know, what that thing was huge, but on the sides, it wasn't that huge. I mean, you know, the wall, the front of the safe was huge. I mean, thick.
Mike.
They used to have a safe in here.
Oh,
and then,
that mic. Okay.
But the,
we have
but the sides of it were not, didn't, I mean, you could push on them. So I'm not sure, you know, these are the kind of things that are meant to be inside of a wall, you know.
Okay.
And so, anyway, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. You know, they're there. They're there for you. If you need their support, Cornerstone Community Bank is there, helping our community rebuild. They're moving local dreams forward. They are helping the community rebuild. What else can I say? Stop by any of their branches, the newest branch at 1845 California Street. Saturday. Oh, let's go to Chris. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, yesterday I kind of got a burr in my saddle, so I decided to make a drive over to the coast to see it from my own eyes.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Share.
First off, I want to clarify, if I thought I was going to be in the way or anything like that, I would have turned around and come back. Mm-hmm. But when I got over to the information center for the first stop to go west, I was about the ninth car in line. And you know, going over Whiskey Town, you can't turn your head fast enough as a bird to see the damage. That's how bad it's burned over there. Couldn't see the south end of the lake because of the smoke. But that was one hot fire.
Oh, yeah.
And also there was a lot of things I saw that I am very, very impressed about. It is just amazing how the length of new guardrail that's been put in place.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really?
What I can see, there's probably one more short section they need to do, and they'll have all new guardrail in.
Wow.
Wow.
That's been one of the reasons for keeping the highway closed is the guardrail's all gone.
Okay.
That and all the large turnouts and, you know, places to pull over or open areas, they were just loaded with telephone poles and towers and condensers and capacitors and all that. And those helicopters, man, there are some big birds over there flying, lifting that stuff over into the hills.
Well, I guess you know what it's it's tremendous. The when you think about the amount of it's like fighting a war, Chris. It's like fighting a huge battle, and it's a fast moving battle. Just when you think that you've got them stopped in one spot, they flow around the ends. You know, they keep outflanking you, or they jump over you. So then you have to run to the next spot and fight it. I mean, it's 4,400 people. I mean, you're talking about the size of a, couple of regiments, a division minus in a fight, or you know, like a regiment in a fight. So, and then just the, keeping the fuel going, you know, and keeping the logistics going, and getting your people rested and get the next group out.
Oh yeah, I saw the SST trucks coming over and.
SST's everywhere. Yeah, I wasn't going to talk about that one specifically, but SST oil is everywhere around there. They are fighting the fire. You know, their people are in places, too, that aren't really safe, but they have to get that stuff.
And the number of PG&E crews in the...
Yes.
It's very impressive.
I tell you what, you know, we whine and we bitch about, you know, things. But when it comes down to the short hairs, there's those first responders out there fighting it. There's the crews out there in there. They're coming down the streets where everybody is trying to get away. Here come the first responders running in the opposite direction, getting in there to help fight these fires.
The visual that really sticks in my mind is from Oak Bottom West.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Going up Buckhorn. Is that Clear Creek that flows in from the west, I think?
Yeah, yeah.
That whole area up to Buckhorn looks like the moon.
Oh, wow. See,
I mean, it's gone.
You know what? We went out one time to look at a couple of neighborhoods, and that was all that's all Linda could take.
Yeah.
And so, but our next stop would be going out toward Whiskeytown because we love it out there.
The other thing that was really noticeable was Weaverville.
Okay.
What about it?
Well, by the time I got from the information center, most of the cars behind you must have turned off going up to Lewiston.
Uh-huh.
But when I got to Weaverville, you get to the shopping center there.
Mm-hmm.
Four cars.
Wow.
Are you talking about in Topps Old Market shopping center? Okay.
There's only four cars there.
Did you go through town?
What's that?
Did you go through Old Town?
Yeah, I went through where the clock tower is.
Yes.
And the Josh house and all that. Not a single car. Not a single soul.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, they're going to really... It's really
this is a
stuck an impression in my mind on how dependent that town is on people going to the coast.
Well, you know, Chris, and here's the thing is that we've got a lot of businesses in this town that are going to suffer horribly.
Absolutely. I mean, over at the old Sunset Market area, that place was like a ghost town.
Sure. Well, you know, the other thing, too, is there's another company that does this kind of, you know, tries to get restoration, gets all this stuff. They're very concerned that, you know, that they could build, I mean, they could grow quickly, but because of the way the government pays and all these things is that they could literally go out of business after growing so quickly. So,
and the other thing, just a few more things.
Sure.
So between that Lewiston turnoff till I got to Willow Creek, there was me and two other cars. That was it.
Gee.
Willow Creek was a ghost town.
Wow.
So I ended up going over to Blue Lake Casino. I figured, what the hell, I'll play a few cards and have a meal.
Okay.
You could have fired a cannon through that casino.
Wow.
There was nobody there. And I was talking to the dealer, and he said, it's terrible. He goes, we're going to lay off people.
Oh, man.
So and then I ended up going down into Eureka just for the heck of it. It was just a clean shot through Eureka. You didn't hit any stoplights. You didn't see any cars.
Coming back. Where's everybody gone? Would everybody leave? Or just staying inside?
Well, it shows you how important 299 is.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And the other thing is, coming back, I left Blue Lake at 6 Bell straight up. From there until I got to the Lewiston stop point coming back west for the pilot car, I saw one car heading this direction.
Wow.
I mean, this is a big deal.
This is a big deal. But you don't realize it until you have somebody come on like you, Chris, that kind of says, there's nobody out there.
And
what day was this?
This was yesterday.
Yesterday, when people would be on the roads coming home or something.
So
now, when I got to the point where they stopped us at Lewiston to come over Buckhorn this way, there was about 40 cars.
Okay.
And then going the other way, there's maybe another 40 going the opposite direction. The pilot cars are running both directions at the same time.
Okay.
So I think what they're doing is that 12 to 1:30 window, I think that's when the crews are either taking their break or they're doing their maintenance on the helicopters or they're bringing in...
They're probably taking lunch then. Yeah.
And this and that. But it's impressive as far as what they've accomplished so far and getting the infrastructure back.
I'll tell you, this is going to be... this is a long term. This is the marathon.
And the other thing is, I don't know what, like I said, the south side of the lake looks like, but along 299 where you're going over the lake, there's not a bush there.
It's nuked.
So there's a few dead trees standing, and the rest of it looks like the moon.
It's just gone.
It's gone.
Oh.
I mean, it's just literally nothing but ashes.
I was telling people it looks like a fuel air explosive hit.
Yes.
And people that know what that is know exactly what I'm talking about. It's just everything.
Well, one thing I do know, and unfortunately I did not spend time in the service, but I know what it would be like to be in a battle zone.
Oh, it's
or an area that's been bombed or napalmed.
Oh, yeah.
I think
Zinke said, Secretary of Interior's former CO said, you know, it was like driving, you know, it was like flying over Iraq and, you know, and different, you know, when he was on active duty Iraq and parts of Afghanistan. I mean, I've seen it from all those places. And there's a difference, but it's more of the terminal difference because of dead people. But as far as destruction goes, it's like that. Hey, we have to run, Chris.
Thank you so much.
For
the update. And
you're welcome. You guys have a good day.
Thank you. Really appreciate
thank you very
that,
much.
That call.
You're welcome.
Makes me want to kind of makes me want to make that drive too, but I'm so glad that he called in and he did that. I think we really have to be keeping all of those people in our thoughts and our prayers. Hey, coming up at the 8 o'clock, just right after this break, we've got Shasta College coming in. Very excited about seeing and meeting the president once again, and of course Greg Thorson, who's their theater arts director. And we're going to be talking about their upcoming show and all that's going on at Shasta College, as well as, their their role as the evac center and the support of the Red Cross.
Yeah, they just shut down there. Okay. Hey, we'll be right back after the news. Carl Lindebot, this is KCNR 1460, Shasta Redding.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Presidential allies and national security experts call it a serious breach of ethics and security. Former presidential advisor Omarosa Manigault-Newman says she secretly recorded her firing by Chief of Staff John Kelly in the high-security Situation Room. She's also released what she says is a recording of a phone call with President Trump. Word today of an upcoming meeting between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in in Pyongyang.
The announcement, released after nearly 2 hours of talks led by the rivals' chiefs for inter-Korean affairs, mentions that while the September meeting takes place, envoys will discuss Pyongyang's nuclear disarmament efforts and international sanctions. But the statement is remarkably thin on facts. The two sides haven't mentioned an exact date for the summit or provided any details on how to implement past agreements. The push for what would be the leaders' third summit since April comes amid renewed worries surrounding a nuclear standoff between Washington and Pyongyang. I'm Charles Siledesma.
Defense Secretary Mattis says he is on board with plans to create a separate space service, so-called Space Force, despite voicing some initial reservations.
We are trying to define every challenge and then get what is the best solution for that. I was not against setting up a Space Force. What I was against was rushing to do that before we defined those problems.
The goal, creation of a Space Force as a sixth separate military service by the year 2020. Tesla CEO Elon Musk says Saudi Arabia's sovereign wealth fund would be the main source of funding for his plan to take the company private, although he says no deal has been worked out just yet. Stocks higher on Wall Street. The Dow's up about 17 points. The NASDAQ ahead 39. The S&P is up 7 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-452-6990. That's 800-452-6990. 800-452-6990. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Turkey's central bank announcing a series of steps aimed at freeing up cash for banks as the country grapples with a currency crisis sparked by concerns over President Erdogan's economic policies and a trade and diplomatic dispute with the U.S.
The central bank says its measures are intended to give the financial sector more flexibility. Commercial banks' reserve requirements, a kind of financial buffer, have been reduced, which will make it easier for them to continue doing normal business. The central bank has not, however, taken the step that many in the financial markets consider necessary, an increase in interest rates, which would bear down on inflation and could help discourage investors from selling lira. The finance minister is expected to announce a series of measures to tackle the crisis later on Monday.
That's the BBC's Andrew Walker. A Syrian search and rescue group says a death toll from an explosion destroyed two apartment buildings in a rebel-held town in the country's northwest has risen to 67. News and analysis at townhall.com. Another PGA championship is in the books.
Brooks Koepka took on the best leaderboard in major championship golf this year and beat them all. Koepka broke out of a tie for the lead with Adam Scott with a birdie at 15 and then sealed his PGA Championship victory with another birdie at 16 to go two clear. He became just the fifth player to win the US Open and the PGA in the same year and did it by shooting a final round 66 to finish at 16 under, the two shots clear of a charging Tiger Woods who claimed second after a stunning 64. Adam Scott finished third at 13 under. Graham Agars, St. Louis.
It was police to the rescue in New Jersey when heavy downpours flooded a street, trapping a bride, groom, and their wedding party in a car. This happened over the weekend in Bogota as storms spread across northern New Jersey. Everyone was rescued. No one was hurt. So again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow up 17 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 13th of August, 2018. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Their enhanced new humidor is just outstanding. And, of course, the customer service is great. All types of new plans going on down there at Tobacco and Brew. Again, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Good morning, everybody, on this Monday morning, and I'm going to give you a quick weather update. It's currently 67 degrees, and as I look at the forecast from the National Weather Service throughout the entire week, and that goes from today until Friday, haze. We are going to just have hazy skies. So I'm going to say again that you may consider wearing a mask, and I do know that they had them at Owens as well as Hallmark, and I'm sure you can get them. And there's various kinds of masks.
I took them off this lady. She had them on. It looked like really a nice mask. I just took it from her and ran down the street.
Widespread haze, widespread smoke. Today, our top temperature will be about 100 as we progress through the week. Tomorrow will be 99. Wednesday is 100. Thursday is 100. So there's really no let up, okay? So as we're looking at it right now, how are you going to deal with it? We just have to figure out how we're going to deal with it and try to keep our sense about us. But that's what the forecast is. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And we should have our folks again at Shasta Gas Propane call in and talk to us again about what to do if you're getting in or you're getting out, and the safety procedures with what to
turn it on your propane. If you're back, if you're evacuating, your propane gas was turned off, just call your supplier. Have them come in and make sure that it's turned on correctly so you're not flooding your house with natural gas. That will then hit a spark someplace, and now you will have another fire. Make sure that your pipes underneath your house, if the fire did get close to you, that the pipes that run underneath the ground, 2 feet under the ground, did not melt, because sometimes they will because they're just plastic. There's a lot of things that you need to call your supplier about when you have questions, when you have propane gas. And I tell you right now that Shasta Gas Propane is right out there. He called in, Chuck Kenny called in and wanted to give this warning and tell everybody that need to have it checked. Quickly, just a fire update, just real quick.
Let's run down the numbers. The Hat Fire, 1,900 acres, 62% containment out on Highway 299. The Hers Fire up north of us on Chast Lake, 4,400 acres with 5% containment. Rough terrain up there. That's one of the reasons why some federal folks of a high nature are visiting town today. Of course, our Car Fire, 202,976 acres. And finally, rounding out all the fun, 344,000 acres is the current update of the Mendocino Complex to the south of us. So it is all over the place.
It doesn't count the Southern California fires. We're going to lose 1 million acres this year. Okay, let's go to the phone. Sally, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I just wanted to thank all the people that helped take a load of donations over to Trinity County last week.
Uh-huh.
Appreciate their efforts very much. And they had to go on Highway 36 because 299 was not open yet. So that was quite a trek for them over and back. But tonight we are going to be discussing Death of a Nation. I had asked people to go see it this week. And you've seen it, haven't you, Carl?
Nope, not yet.
Okay, well, there is a part in there about a young girl named Sophie Scholl, and I have a documentary about her life. She was an amazing person. When you go see, I won't ruin it for you. And we also have Dinesh D'Souza making a presentation to a group of young college students, and he's talking about the movie and his research on it, and it is a very interesting presentation. So inviting people to come out and get more of the story of Death of a Nation tonight at 6 o'clock, 2570 South Bonnyview Road.
Okay. Hey, Sally, would you mind passing on to Terry the that after his phone call, I got a hold of the webmaster. Everything's up there. Everything's where it's supposed to be.
Wonderful.
And we're
going to
Well, after I found out that it wasn't on there, that I just got a hold of our webmaster who then fixed it. And then we're also working on, I don't know why the phones did that. They haven't been, they have not had that problem in a long time, so
well,
I don't know what kicked them in.
Maybe it has something to do with the fire.
It could be. Who knows? You know, whatever, whatever things are going on, how they've switched things, what kind of lines are burnt down and all that. Okay, Sally, thanks a lot.
All right, I will pass the information along.
Okay.
Well, very excited. Thank you so much. Good to hear from you, Sally. Excited to have with our guest this morning is Dr. Joe Wise, who's the president of Shasta College. Good morning.
Good morning.
Of course, everybody is on the tip of their lips. Is what was the college's role as the evac center, and how did you support the Red Cross and Salvation Army?
Well, sure. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, that just hit you right there. Boom. Let's get ready.
We're glad to spread the word a little bit. I'm really proud of our Shasta College team.
Mm.
We probably had 80 during the day of our employees and 40 at night doing 12-hour shifts, doing all the logistics supporting the Red Cross, and we had American Red Cross. We had a peak of 654 official count, people spending the
I
night.
I know that we, at one point you had said, you know what, we can't take any more, and they started shifting them to other places.
Yeah, Red Cross has certain standards for how many. You know, we had our gym full, the cafeteria was, big room was full, and a couple other buildings were being used for nursing home evacuees. And it just was a lot going on. And then we were providing, they were doing the care and feeding, you know, with, and we were providing all the logistical support.
Now, was this the first time in your career that you had experienced something like this?
Yeah, it was the first time. I've been at Shasta College 11 years in two roles, and first time that we've had to do something like this. But we've been training for these sorts of things and felt like we were somewhat prepared, although you learn every time you... You know, trainings aren't the same as the real thing.
Well, of course not, but I mean, at least you guys were training in a case of an emergency.
Yeah. The irony was we had another training scheduled, which we canceled because we were actually doing it.
Wow. I think you've done the real thing here. Hey, Joe, people all over the all over our area were affected by the fire. And obviously, because your student body is made up of our community.
Right.
Impact on your student body that you know of.
Well, we're actually trying to gather that information. We're putting out a survey to our students to see what kinds of needs they may have. And I have a little more information on our employees. We know of 15 of our employees who lost their homes and in the fire. And I guess one of the real standout things for me was two or three of those employees were coming in and working the evacuation, even though they knew their home was gone. And others were evacuated themselves, but were able to have places to stay and were coming in and working. So pretty good testimony for our
community.
You know,
amazing.
And when you talk to people that have been...
Doctors have lost their houses.
I mean, this fire...
Still going to work.
It wasn't like a gender or a financial levels there. No, this fire took it all. It didn't care. It didn't care if you were rich, poor, black, white. It didn't care.
Republican, Democrat.
Didn't care. It just took it. And hopefully that we will be just as equal in our rebuilding here, that we all get together and we do this, and that we don't care either, that we move together as a group and build.
And part of that healing process, I think our schools, you know, K-12 and Shasta College and others, opening up and trying to provide that sense of normalcy, I guess you could say, for the students, both young and all the way through college, is very important. And so it's good to see that happening. Almost all of the K-12 schools are opening on time, I think just one.
Yeah.
With some damage is not, and we're starting classes on the 20th, and so provides a way for the community to kind of feel like it's still able to operate.
Right, so let's talk about that after the break. You're going to be going back, starting up the classes, and also we're going to talk about some standout moments in the trauma and many more things with our president of Shasta College, Dr. Joe Wise. We'll be right back after these messages on KCNR 1460.
This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. In the business for decades, there's nobody better when it takes care of a windshield, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. That's Jeff Wurst. He's not going to waste your time. He's a man of integrity. He'll fix it. He guarantees it for life. It doesn't get any better for that. 3208 South Market Street. You can drop by or call him at 241-8373 for an appointment today. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair right here in Reading. We'll be right back with Dr. Joe Weiss.
Are you ready for this, wrestling fans? WWE Beltane Live, Knox Pro Wrestling, Saturday, August 18th. VIP meet and greet at 6:30 p.m. Show starts at 7:30 in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets start at just $20. Sunday, August 19th, SummerSlam viewing party inside Overtime Bar. Pre-show starts at 4 p.m. Get your tickets now. Call 1-800-280-UWIN to reserve a room in our hotel. Knox Pro delivers a family-friendly, high-caliber wrestling show featuring a diverse tapestry of wrestling stars. Two exciting days featuring the Knox Pro Wrestling Super Show. Sunday is a special SummerSlam viewing party inside Overtime. This is an event not to be missed. Get your tickets now, online or at the River Club. Great entertainment is happening with SummerSlam Knox Pro Live Wrestling at Wind River Resort and Casino, August 18th and 19th. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. Brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino and Knox Pro Entertainment. Wrestling at the River. Wrestling featuring Rikishi.
Hello, this is a fire news alert update from Andy Main at Shasta.com and ShastaBeam.com. We are sorry to hear about all of those people, friends, and neighbors who have lost homes in the car fire, and we wanted to let everyone know that the towers that are serving West Reading are still in service and operational today, some of them on backup power. During this very difficult time, ShastaBeam's towers have endured the fire, and we want anybody who is out of service to know that you can call our office today, and we can get you installed with internet and telephone service tomorrow to help you through this difficult time. Our phone number at the Mistletoe office is 605-2204. Please call anytime, and we would be happy to help you get service for internet and telephones installed as soon as possible. We would also like to encourage people to go to our ShastaBeam.com website for more information, including a 3-minute video clip of the fire as it approaches our primary tower.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Yeah, say what you do. Do your W roll.
Hey, Everyday Fitness
Welcome
and Training
back.
is
Meanwhile,
this portion of the show brought to you by Everyday Fitness and Training. Larry's going to be happy about this spot. Hey, it's located at 2345 Athens Avenue. Over 20,000 square feet of cardio strength equipment, aerobics, and member amenities, plus the Silver Sneakers membership. All of this at Everyday Fitness and Training. Give them a call or sign up at 2345 Athens Avenue. Look at their website, edfitness.com, Everyday Fitness and Training. We're here with President of Shasta College, Dr. Joe Weiss, who is always a pleasure to have on the show because we like
We got a little thing here, Carl.
We have a little thing. We have a little bro thing going here. Hey, I didn't. We just found out that if you sign up to work at Shasta College, you're also signing up to be a.
I think the term is the.
Emergency
services worker or something like that.
Okay. If you work at Shasta College, you're an emergency services worker.
Yeah, basically, you can, in a natural disaster, we're experiencing it. As an employee, public employee, you can be called in to not do your normal function, but to assist in something like this. And so for us, it was calling in to assist to serve the community as an evacuation
center. Staff was there.
It's not to be sent out on the fires or something like
that. Yeah, but staff came in.
Oh, yeah.
And
here's your shovel. Here's your shovel, English teacher. Your doc.
Well, no, I mean, even though you had the Red Cross there. So they were coming in to man, because I can imagine how many people did you have? 600 and?
Peak was 654, I was told was the peak count.
Okay, so 654, and you had your shelters open for 2 weeks.
Right. Just closed on Friday.
All right, so can we just talk a little bit about, you know, the trauma of somebody being displaced and all of a sudden they're sleeping on a cot next to somebody they have no idea who they are. I mean, you know, you talk about your personal space being, there's no personal space.
Yeah, personal space just disappears,
yes,
I think.
Yes. So some of the good things that happened, and tell us some of the stories.
Well, one of the stories that's really interesting is, you know, most shelters were saying, no animals, stay away with your, or, you know, drop your animals off elsewhere,
right.
And which a lot of people did. We were able, because we have the farm on the college, we took in some large animals, and then people were just showing up. You know, it was somewhat chaos, organized, semi-organized chaos, maybe. And our farm faculty and staff stepped up, and we ended up housing a whole bunch of pets down in our farm area. And that was it caused a lot more logistical issues, but we kind of took care of that ourselves. That wasn't an American Red Cross thing. They were there for the people up in the main part of campus.
Well, you know, I think Haven, Maine ended up taking in something like 600 animals.
I didn't get a count of the animals, but I saw a desert tortoise, and I saw a little rabbit was one of our last evacuees down there, and lots of cats and dogs and a few large animals we took in as well.
What are you going to have to do to, I know you're cleaning up, you said you're still cleaning up in the gymnasium right now. So you've got the school starting when? This week?
Monday, this coming Monday.
This coming Monday. What are you doing to try and get ready for this after the last 2 weeks, but also with the amount of trauma that's been in our society lately?
Yeah, so there's a cleanup of the facilities. So we have a company in cleaning the four main facilities that were used, where people were living and using. The last of those is the gym and locker rooms area, because the nice thing that was very helpful is we have locker rooms and showers, so people.
Yeah, I was wondering about like bathroom facilities and what people
do. And our custodial staff, they worked trying to clean those bathrooms every hour. So imagine having 600-700 people, 800 people maybe during the day using the restrooms.
And they have to have a toothbrush and a towel, and so we don't even think about those, you know, the toilet paper, just stuff that you use daily.
Yeah, lots. I can't tell you the paperwork we have of tracking everything that happens.
Oh, my gosh.
So. Does the estate reimburse you for this?
Yeah, we're in a process for that. We're one of the agencies where we're going to be going to the meetings with FEMA and the state. And that's part of our training, was learning how to have people tracking everything that was happening so that we can try to get reimbursed later for the expenses.
Oh, you had all that stuff already set up. It was computer programmed. So, you know what? It's just a snap. Just go like...
Yeah, a snap in about 600 person hours of labor, right?
So. Yeah, well, that's the other part to it.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be like this.
I'm not an expert on trauma, but we have experts that work for us. I mean, we have trained counselors and staff who are prepping to meet with students and assist students who need that help. We also activated our employee assistance program and had a counselor come in the last couple of weeks and just available for people who might be feeling the stress to be able to go talk to somebody. And so that was very helpful.
Well, what would you say was your big takeaway just in the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I've actually thought about that quite a bit. And the biggest takeaway for me was just how proud I am of the people stepping up, our team. We have a really good team of folks at the college, and American Red Cross, I talked to a couple of their people who've been doing this for 10 or 12 years, and they said this is the top place that's ever helped us.
We're hearing this all over Redding, from firefighters to other people coming in, other first responders and all this from national organizations, is that Redding really has, you know, is like a shining light when it comes to these things. So it doesn't surprise me that Shasta College, you guys are always pushing the envelope out there.
Yeah, we are. It
doesn't surprise me a bit.
Well, thank you, Carl.
Well, you know what? It's the type of thing. And now, I guess, I mean, it's too early now because it just happened. The rebuilding of our homes, 292 homes in Redding proper, 1,000 more, well,
approximately
900 more approximately in our county. That doesn't count the ones. That doesn't even count damaged homes.
Or the outbuildings.
Which, if you go in and you look and you see the house is still there, but there's holes burnt through the sides of the walls and into the top. I mean,
when
you see things like this and the smoke damage, you all have a very viable program there of in mechanics and welding and heavy equipment operation. And, you know, if you saw that 196 dozers out there on the fire, all those things.
Yeah, the fire, the dozers, I was told, did fire lines from here to Sacramento.
It doesn't surprise me. We had firemen in here talking about it, how they'll go up and they'll clear a ridge, and then they'll look, and because this fire is moving so fast, they come back off the ridge and go to the next ridge and start the next one.
Yeah,
six
so
of them
150
in a row.
Some miles of lines.
Of lines, trying to keep it contained. You all have such a variety and a really good reputation for that kind of instruction. Do you expect surge?
We hope to see a surge. Yeah, the opportunities are there, and we're here to try to do our best to provide people with the training so that they can get those jobs and help rebuild.
So people are just hanging around and trying to figure out what they're going to do with their life. Your semester starts August 20th. We want to get you there now to think
yeah,
about
still time
signing
to
up
register.
For class. That's right.
Yeah.
Register for classes.
Free.
So.
It's free. Is it still free?
First time, first, full-time free, yeah.
Yeah.
First year, full-time, first time there, free at Shasta. You could have been someplace else.
Sure.
And you'll say, okay.
First time to us.
Yeah. First time Shasta College is free tuition. Think
for
about
a year.
That. Free tuition. Why aren't you going to school? Why aren't you going and getting that tech degree or that, you know, or the beginning of your college degree? It's free. Okay. And then I'm sure you've got programs to help people with the cost of books and all those kind of things.
Yeah, there's lots of financial aid opportunities. And we've actually identified some funding and been doing some fundraising to help with student and employee relief. And we have extra funds for helping people. You know, I'm sure we're going to have students who come and say, hey, I had all my books purchased and they burned up. And so we want to have ways of giving scholarships to help people replace things like that.
I imagine that is true. And if you're a veteran and you're in there and you're having it takes a while to be reimbursed for your books, there's organizations right here in town that will take care of that for you. And when you get reimbursed, you pay them back.
Well,
VFWs.
One of the things that we always love, one of the things I love, because, you know, theater has been in my life and arts have been in my life. We need to continue on. It's a place to escape. It's a place to rebuild ourselves and go inward and think. And so
the show must go on, right?
The show must go on. We're excited about having Greg Thorson on, who's theater arts director, next at Shasta College, and talk about the fall play they're going to be presenting.
We're going to take a break here. You know, Dr. Joe Weiss is our guest today, and for the first half. And Joe, thank you so much. You know what? Shasta College has taken great leaps and bounds since you've come here, and for a variety of reasons. But I think the main reason is you and the team you've put together like that. Peter Griggs sitting over there has just done yeoman's work about getting the word out about how.
Yep.
Just all the things that you all do, the things that you offer. I mean, new buildings, rehabbing old buildings, a veterans building, the all of the different projects and the different classes you offer, and the free year of tuition. I mean, there is no reason not to go to school.
I'll agree with that. For some reason, I just agree with you on all what you just said.
Well, Joe, it's nice to know that two great minds can work together like that.
So it's a love fest in
last,
here, Carl.
Yeah, last thoughts here before you run out.
Yeah, I just want to thank the community. I mean, the first responders are the real heroes here, and we were just in a supportive role. Can't express our thanks enough for what they've done.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Dr. Joe Weiss. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Open 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Offering free cleaning of jewelry if you were caught in a fire and minor repair. All there at Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
What is summer without a summer concert series? Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music on select Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. A tribute for everyone from rock and roll classics to soul and today's pop charts. Don't miss these amazing performances. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Come out and sing and dance along with your favorite tribute band at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center this summer. See the next best thing to your favorite artists in an intimate setting. For a complete lineup of our summer concert tribute series, visit WinRiver.com or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served hungry appetites fabulous steaks. Fork tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak, or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Prawns, fried chicken, whatever you're in the mood for. Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday. A Reading landmark for 80 years at their historical location on California Street, downtown Reading. Do you miss those dinners at Jack's when Mike always greeted you with a smile, a napkin, and always knew what your favorite drink was? Well, Mike is back.
Hi, this is Mike. Join me this Monday and let's celebrate old times.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
The first responders and the firemen deserve all the credit for saving so many homes and houses. Some of them didn't get saved. Hi, I'm Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Construction. Palomar Construction is working as hard as they can, trying to keep the cost at a minimum, and all the subcontractors are going to help us put people back into homes as quick as we possibly can. Palomar's cared about Reading for 30 years, and we're not going to stop now.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. About veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to our show. We're really excited about... You know, we've been talking everything Shasta College and, oh, my God, you know, with it, having them be the evacuation center and how much they supported the Red Cross and over 650 people and their animals That was an amazing story, and my heart feels full and proud about those stories. And now we're going to move along to the theater arts department. And with us this morning, we have a couple cast members and students for a new show that's going to be the new fall show that's going to be called Farnsworth, which is an Aaron Sorkin wonderful comedy. So I'd like to have our first two gentlemen introduce themselves and how you're involved with the college. Let's start with you, Blake.
Hi, my name is Blake Fisher. I've been a student with Shasta College Theater Department for the last few years. I just finished up with my AA with the theater department, and I'm looking into transferring to Chico for the springtime. So it's an honor.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you so much. So it's an honor to see how the program has grown and changed, and that they gave me my big start here for Reading and all the experience.
So you got your AA and your degree, and that's at Shasta College.
Mm-hmm.
We've been so impressed with everything Shasta College has, you know, come on our show and the quality of education you can get. So you are basically wanting to transfer to Chico to go into theater?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. I'm excited. What was nice that Shasta College did is we've had all these summer musicals these past few years, and it's one of the few places in town that uses live orchestras.
Mm-hmm.
So that gave me a whole bunch of experience, and for that, going into Chico, they're using live orchestras as well. So, yeah, for being a community college, the professionalism and the detail they put in the shows really pays off for these students.
And what was the last show you were in, Blake?
The last show I did was about a year ago, and that was The Crucible, where I played as John Proctor.
Mm-hmm.
And then previous to that was Sweeney Todd, where I was Anthony Hope, the romantic lead in such a dark, gory show.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, there's something about having canned music in a musical and then having the orchestra. There's a different heartbeat, a different timing. Your ears, the way it bounces off the wall, is a whole different experience. I think it's so good that that they use a live orchestra. It really, if you're going to go into theater, that's the way you do it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the canned music. I mean, if you're doing canned music, you get stuck in the same tempo every
mm-hmm.
single night. And with the orchestra, you want to stay with the tempos, but you can find the emotions with each
instrument
and moment. And oh, it's so exciting to look down and you see these violinists,
mm-hmm.
you know, move. If you could see me, I'm being a violinist
mm-hmm.
right now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so
in a month or so, you'll be able to see that when we're YouTubing all this out.
So.
Yeah,
perfect.
We'll be live over there.
And I'll come on in. I'll do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, because
okay.
we do the same thing for Hollywood. Like, you know,
right.
we actually had somebody bring in an example of what he was talking about, but nobody could see it. But I said, would you like to describe it? Anyway, so.
So I called Farnsworth a comedy, is it?
Well, hi, my name's Jacob McDuffie.
Hi, Jacob. Pleased to meet you. And you're a student?
I am a student. I've also been, much like Blake, involved in the Shasta College Theater Program for the last couple of years. And, Farnsworth Invention is, it's primarily a drama. It's got some comedy in it. But it's primarily a drama by Aaron Sorkin.
Who selects the projects for the fall production?
I believe it's multiple people. Greg Thorson, Dr. Thorson, is, of course, on the board, and I think he consults some like Matt McDonald.
It would be Matt McDonald. Oh, cool. So Matt McDonald, who is our head designer for makeup.
Love Matt.
David Frazier, who does our head design for set pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hillary Fahey, who is our costume designer.
All right.
And all of these people have been there with the college
okay.
for so many years.
Okay, so they chose the Farnsworth. The show is called the Farnsworth Invention.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit more about your experiences at Shasta College in your role in what other classes are you taking? Are you going into theater? Is that your
yeah.
deal?
So I started theater in high school, and when I graduated, I started looking at transferring and how I'm going to transfer and things I need to learn and credits I needed. And I knew I wanted to go to a community college first. So Shasta College has really helped me with that, and I've been able to take many classes, theater classes. We're offering our script writing class now. Music classes, and all the various productions that I've been able to perform in and help with.
Okay, that's wonderful. Yeah. All right, so we're trying to get a little
Jacob's
insight.
Jacob's been here before.
Yeah, I know that you look familiar.
What was that one you were coming in on?
I believe that was Sweeney Todd we did a year ago.
Yeah, that's right. So,
a year and a half ago.
And you've really been excited about theater.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Here's the thing is, it's like Linda says, you know, the production quality out there at Shasta College is really above what you might expect. And the amount of time and the effort, and but the results of it too. You can put a lot of time and effort into something, and it still looks like still not as good as you want it to be. You all have achieved that out there.
Well, thank you for the ticket prices too for the quality.
I know.
That's a good one.
So another. So okay.
So Greg Thorson's not here. So what? Tell
him
talk about
he's
Greg.
Let's talk about Greg.
He couldn't be here today, unfortunately.
Well, how is, you know, he's a theater arts director. So now that, how long has he been there?
So he's been there for the past 3 years now.
All right.
So three years at the college.
So now, what's it like being under his direction?
Oh, well, his direction, so he came at a different time where we were kind of in limbo with who was going to be taking over the program. And you know what? He packed his bags within 24 hours from Denver, Colorado, and drove to Reading to take over the program. So we got him, you know, not even 5 hours in Reading for the next day at school.
Wow, that's dedication.
But he's really grown the program, and I think his best achievements have been through the acting department, kind of letting our actors realize there's the technique that we're kind of missing in years past. And so he's focusing on finding the discoveries, finding the humor, and finding the different acting teachers in the theater world to kind of guide us through our works. Under his direction, he's, you know, hired on Matt McDonald, who has helped out with this program immensely. And Matt and Greg and the work environment has gotten so tight because we're really focusing on getting more students into the program, getting them the techniques they need, and then getting them to the next step.
What ages are you in your department?
We have students
in class. I mean,
so in class we have high school students because we do our College Connections program. So let's say we start from 16, ranging all the way up to 40s and 50s that come into these programs. And in our actual plays, we've had kids as young as fourth grade doing some of these shows. So we're kind of ranging all over the place, and the dynamic with the community college to where that we can work with high school students to adults gives us a wider range of theater.
Theater. Okay. We're here with Blake Fisher and Jacob McDuffie from Shasta College, and they're from the theater department. And, Blake, what do you do? Are you part of – I was running around here for the beginning. Are you a member of the staff there then?
You know, for as long as I've been there, you'd think so.
You think so, huh? So we're just waiting to see you. And but you're getting ready to go off to Chico.
Yes, sir.
And pursue that. Well, that's cool. I mean, are you daunted at all, either one of you, by the fact that, hey, this is what I want to do, make my living at? You know, I want to be in theater. Is that what you think of?
It used to be. It used to be kind of a scary thought to me going off and trying, you know, majoring in the university and this department. But then since I've joined Shasta College, the community has been so helpful, and Shasta College has been so helpful to kind of walking me down this trail and getting me ready to transfer.
But you both would like to be in movies or plays.
Or plays or television.
And make your living off it.
I think the biggest thing,
or lighting,
sound, makeup, and costume design. So the whole theater world and entertainment world, people used to scare me with this, saying, well, what are you going to do for a living, and how are you going to support yourself? And I realized right out of high school, I tried to do what I thought would be an adult job. So I was thinking I should study economics, or I should study business or chemistry. I thought I'd be an orthodontist because I like the sound of Dr. Fisher in my name. And
he's posing when he says this, so it's cool.
And so my grades were actually dropping considerably. I didn't realize chemistry was part of orthodontistry. So when I got back into theater,
also
after,
physics, because you got to get that right angle to yank those things. Oh, okay, got it. Okay, anyway,
So once I got back into theater, my grades went right back up, and I was re-inspired. And all in high school, I was performing with Enterprise Starship. So to get back into theater and kind of realized, my goodness, I could play a dentist. I could play an economics teacher. I can play all these different roles. It kind of refocused me in what makes me happy and what comes naturally. And outside of theater, if we don't pursue theater, we have so much experience on stage with public speaking and memorizing lines and just being able to convey a story that that's invaluable for any job I would say you can get.
Well, you know what? It's a type of thing that you can use throughout your life. And, you know, and for that, you know what? Even the ones that you see on TV and in movies and all these that, I mean, that you recognize, a lot of them got a second job out there, too. So, but they're, but, you know, their first love is, you know, will always be
performing the theater.
Theater. Okay, hey, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Everybody has been touched by these fires. And Judy Maxwell wants you to know that you can give her a call if you got any type of question. And that she's been helping families, seniors, veterans, and business owners since 1993. Give her a call. Let her help you. All your insurance needs under one roof and financial needs. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive next to Members First Credit Union. Give them a call. 221-0441. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back
with more Shasta College.
I am Jim from Design Time. Oh, another doggy accident on your carpet. Oh, that's the worst. You can clean it up and hope it won't smell, or you can have the new LifeGuard waterproof backing from Shaw Floors. This patented LifeGuard system protects against odors and stains. If you have pets and kids, you can be confident that your home will stay clean and fresh with LifeGuard carpets from Shaw. Featured at Design Time. Stop by and see us. We're located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. See you there.
Hello, this is a fire news alert update from Andy Main at Shasta.com and ShastaBeam.com. We are sorry to hear about all of those people, friends, and neighbors who have lost homes in the car fire, and we wanted to let everyone know that the towers that are serving West Reading are still in service and operational today, some of them on backup power. During this very difficult time, Shasta Beam's towers have endured the fire, and we want anybody who is out of service to know that you can call our office today, and we can get you installed with internet and telephone service tomorrow to help you through this difficult time. Our phone number at the Mistletoe office is 605-2204. Please call anytime, and we would be happy to help you get service for internet and telephones installed as soon as possible. We would also like to encourage people to go to our ShastaBeam.com website for more information, including a 3-minute video clip of the fire as it approaches our primary tower.
Yeah, you'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. What shall we do
about them? Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebach. Good morning, everybody. 11 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 13th of August, 2018. It's 67 degrees, going up to 100 today. Air quality index is bad, unhealthy. Don't go out there without your little mask on. The kids are going to school. Put their little, remember, get their little packs, get their little school books, get their little lunches, and their little mask over their face before they go outside. This portion of the show brought to you by North State Security. If you need help now, especially now, give North State Security a call at 243-0295. In 10 minutes, they can have people there at your house or your business under the program they have now. And it's a very, very good program among all the other things that North State Security does for our community. That's 243-0295, North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Our segment this morning is with the arts department here and for Shasta College. And with us on this segment is Lauren Stanfield, who is taking playwriting classes. Good morning.
Good morning.
And tell us, okay, so you've been in a couple performances in the college.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Tell us a little bit about your story. How did you start? What brought you to Shasta College?
So I started in high school, and I did Renaissance fairs and stuff all throughout my childhood, so it just kind of came naturally to do theater over at Shasta whenever I transferred.
Okay. Now, did you go to school locally here, or did you come to Shasta College, you know, like I'm going to...
I went to West Valley, okay. And then I came here.
Okay, super. And so then theater, doing drama and arts has always been kind of your thing. So tell us, there's a new class being taught by...
Jessica Weishman.
Great. And on playwriting. And so you're here to talk about your passion with us.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I really love writing. And so it's part of the major to take playwriting, because the really interesting thing about the Shasta College Theater program is you really get to play around in every aspect of theater. So, you know, we got like all kinds of different stuff, set design, everything like that at the college. But with playwriting, it's a totally new aspect that not a whole lot of people really get to even mess with.
Explore.
Yeah, exactly.
And actually get credit.
Mm-hmm. And then I think, like, the coolest thing about it is, like, you know, not an opportunity that everybody gets when they write is to hear their own writing done. So at the end of the class, we have, like, a live reading, and you kind of get to direct somebody in how you want your piece done, and it's really cool.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I love live readings.
Yeah, I know. Right?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I used to do live readings with the Sacramento Theater Company, and they would actually be attended by, you know, and you have your play right there, and it was, you could read off script, which was, you know, great. You have trouble learning lines.
Yeah.
but that was really, it's just a wonderful process.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think also for the playwright, because they're going to make their corrections after they hear it performed live.
Yeah, it's a really beneficial experience.
Yes.
In your writing process to, like, hear somebody read it out loud in front of people, and then you go, oh, wait.
So, that sounded so good to me.
You thought it might,
in my head.
It sounded great.
Yeah,
it looked good on paper, but when I heard somebody say it, I was like, what was I thinking?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so why don't you tell us a little bit about the Farnsworth show that's coming up? I know it's an Aaron Sorkin who's, you know, wonderful.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the show.
So the Farnsworth Invention is a drama essentially about the creation of the television, the invention of the television. It centers around two main characters. You have Philo Farnsworth, who he grew up on a farm. He had really no real training or education on this. He was just a genius. He was a prodigy. And he invented the first working model of the television, what we know today as the television. And then on the other side of things, you have David Sarnoff, who was the pioneer of the radio. And it's kind of about their political struggle between who gets to own the patent between them and who gets to claim the invention for the television.
Well, here's what it says. The October Shasta College is excited to bring Aaron Sorkin's fast-paced and witty historical drama, The Farnsworth Invention, to the stage. The play centers on the parallel stories of Philo Farnsworth, a self-trained farm boy turned scientist and inventor, and David Sarnoff, a Machiavellian visionary and founder of RCA and NBC, as the two race to create a new and radical form of mass communication.
Yeah.
Television. The alternatively hilarious and touching story examines the lives of the two brilliant men and question the ideals and motives of a generation of pioneering inventors in the early 20th century.
Yeah.
Here's your synopsis, right?
Yeah.
Well, all right. So auditions for the Farnsworth Invention will begin 8:28 and 8:29.
Yeah, at 6 p.m. In the Shasta College Theater.
So,
sorry, go ahead.
No, who's directing?
Greg Thorson. Dr. Thorson.
And are you going to do a monologue when you audition, or they throw you a page?
I am planning on auditioning, and generally you do have to prepare a monologue, one-minute monologue.
Okay.
Yeah, and the show runs October 12th through the 21st. And for more information, or if you want to sign up to audition...
Is your one-minute monologue from the play?
It doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be. Are you going to try, Blake? You going to be involved in this at all?
I think they're sick of me.
Okay, you were disinvited. No. Blake's on his way over to another university now. Okay, I got it. Well, how about you, Lauren?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
You're going to try and get in there and rewrite... You're going to try and punch up the dialogue a little bit?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So tell, you know, could you share with us really quickly about when you pick a monologue out? Don't you have, like, your audition piece? Or do you float your audition pieces around? Curious.
It changes. It does change depending on the show I'm auditioning for.
Do you have, like, so you have the serious, you have the comedy, you have what?
So you kind of want to do a monologue. Blake's gesturing at me. You kind of want to do a monologue that, you know, will help your director see you as the part that you are auditioning for. So if I'm auditioning for the Farnsworth Invention, I'm going to do a more dramatic monologue rather than if I were auditioning for a comedy, like Noises Off, I would do a comedic monologue.
Right.
Or, no.
So Philo Farnsworth, a true character.
Yeah.
This is based on history here. So is this something, like if you've got this part, is that you go back and you take a look at this guy? And you try to, you know, say to yourself, okay, just Philo Farnsworth. He grew up in Iowa on a farm.
Yeah.
And then so I've got that kind of, you know, milking cow type of mentality. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I'm so brilliant. While I'm milking cows, I'm inventing things in, you know, in patents that will change the course of history. So, I mean, do you try and put yourself into that kind of a placement then?
Yeah, totally. For any part I take on, I try to research the character as much as I can. And if it's a person who actually existed, if it's based on the true story like the Farnsworth Invention is, that makes it a little easier because there's actually history written down about him, things I can delve into.
Okay. And you may even have interviews with him so you can see how he moves and walks and all these kind of things. Yeah. Does he have a mustache? Does he have a tick? You know.
Yeah.
So when is the playwright? Tell us when... When you're finished with your semester and you have those read-throughs, I'd be curious to know, can the public come to that?
Oh, yeah, the public can absolutely come to that. We didn't get out enough posters for the publicity on this one, but hopefully that this next one will have a lot more people because we had 50 people for the last read-through, which was super interesting because it was, like, it was everybody's work, including Blake's work, actually, and it was really cool.
What was your work on, Blake? What was your piece?
Oh, you know what? I didn't write it. I acted in it.
Oh, you acted in it. Okay, so I'm just curious, you know, what when people write in these playwrights, the kind of the subjects that just, I just am curious, mm-hmm. What's flowing?
You know what?
Crises,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. You know, you know what? When we get Greg in here, when he recovers, the next time he rolls through here, Peter, it was kind of how much. The theater in colleges, in junior college, and actually in high school has changed over, say, the last 10 or 15 years. Because I'm sure it has changed a lot from our town to taking on more of social injustice and more socially newer things that are coming on now. I mean, things that, you know, that have an impact on everybody's life. Mm-hmm. Anyway, hey, thanks everybody for coming by today. And Peter Griggs, thank you so much for setting us up every month. Like we said, we had that one President Joe Weiss of the college came in talking about how they helped as an evacuation center for 687 people
and
all their pets. And then with Blake and Jacob
and Lauren
here from the theater department. So thank you so much for being here. And, you know, Jacob's beginning to be a regular on the show here.
Yeah.
So, hey, tomorrow, Attorney Doug Wright's going to be here, and I think it's going to be really important that when we're talking with Doug to talk about what happens legally when you've been damaged by the fire. What avenues do you have? What venues do you have to be able to kind of help take care of that kind of stuff?
And your wills.
And your wills, but just the damage, and what happens if you have some problems with that, you know, if they don't want to pay or that you've been damaged by something else. And, of course, the sheriff will be on Wednesday to talk about, you know, what has happened in this fire and the latest updates on this. Everybody have a great day. Keep your mask on. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 21... 21-